Nolte, Ralph the Coonman Northam is the media's governor. By John Nolte on February 2, 2019. Chances are, if you are being lied to by a member of the DC media, whether it's in print, online, or on the TV, you are being lied to by a resident of Virginia. Yes, you are being lied to by a far leftist who voted to make Democrat Ralph the Coonman Northam his or her governor. You see, most of the reporters who work in Washington, D.C., do not live in Washington, D.C., they live in Virginia. This should come as no surprise to anyone who understands the left. On paper, Washington, D.C., should be a haven, a leftist utopia. After all, D.C. has been exclusively run by Democrats for decades. In fact, since the creation of the office of the mayor of Washington, D.C., in the early 1970s, only Democrats have held that office. There are no evil Republicans stopping D.C. Democrats from instituting their utopian policies, and yet, Washington, D.C., is the 16th most dangerous city in all of America. Guess which political party runs almost all of the other 15? Washington, D.C., runs the worst schools in America, has the highest income inequality in all of America, and has a serious homeless problem. And so, since elite leftists, such as those who identify as journalists, choose not to live with the real-life consequences of their policies, like locusts, they skedaddle to a red state haven where they then begin to destroy that state with their left-wing policies. This is exactly what is happening to Virginia, a state that voted to re-elect George W. Bush in 2004 and is now a Democrat stronghold. But I digress. Listen, feel free to be angry at the establishment GOP's failure to dig up Northam's appallingly racist 1984 college yearbook photo. Had that photo been found during the 2017 election, Republican Ed Gillespie would be Virginia's governor today, no question. So, yeah, the Republicans suck. Like we didn't already know that. But where the hell were the media during the Virginia governor's race? There are probably over 1,000 so-called journalists who reside in Virginia. The far-left Washington Post has an entire section devoted to Virginia. Moreover, not only was Northam running to be the media's governor, the race itself was a big national story. And no one, not a single member of the media, sought to properly vet Northam, bothered to go back to his college days, bothered to track down a publicly available college yearbook? Oh, sure, in 2017, our media were able to report on just how many scoops of ice cream President Trump orders for dessert. But in the end, while our media were destroying innocent Catholic boys for smirking, it was alternative media who dug up this crucially public document about the media's governor. In 1984, Northam turned 25, he was a full-blown adult. And in 1984, being 25 actually meant you were a grown-up. 35 years ago, living in mom's basement until you were 40 was not even a consideration. People from that generation really were adults by the time they hit 20. What's more, I graduated high school in 1984, and can, therefore, assure you that what Northam did, his now infamous blackface/KKK photo, was an unconscionably racist act in 1984. Don't misunderstand, it was always a racist act, but 1984 was not 1954, so the media's governor can't hide behind the times. Racially, when compared to today, things were actually better in 1984. Back then, we were nowhere near as divided by race. America had embraced the unifying themes of the civil rights movement and was achieving colorblindness. We were not obsessed with race and division. We were coming together. We wanted to come together. So no one was manufacturing controversies over dumb things. No one screamed which because Bo and Luke Duke had a Confederate flag on the General Lee. But a full-blown minstrel blackface in 1984? Making light of the Ku Klux Klan in 1984? Unthinkable. But it was not unthinkable for the media's governor, who was so proud of the moment, he posed for a snapshot. One also wonders if the media's governor didn't choose that snapshot for his yearbook page. If he did, what kind of person does such a thing? Currently, the media's governor is hiding out in the hopes he can survive growing resignation calls, many of which hail from fellow Democrats. He is also refusing to answer a couple of basic questions. We still don't know if he was the guy in blackface or the person under the Klan hood. And what about Coonman? At the Virginia Military Institute, the media's governor enjoyed the nickname Coonman. But maybe I'm being too hard on the DC media. Maybe this was not a massive journalistic failure. My guess is that one of America's esteemed reporters did find this yearbook, did track down this bombshell story during the governor's races, and covered it up. P.S. How would you like to be the other guy in the blackface / KKK photo right now? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.